Think Again. Introduction. Adam Grant's Think Again is a compelling exploration of the importance of intellectual humility and the art of rethinking our opinions, beliefs, and assumptions. In a world that often values certainty and steadfastness, Grant argues that the ability to change our minds and seek out new perspectives is a crucial skill for personal growth, effective leadership, and navigating an increasingly complex and unpredictable world. Through insightful anecdotes, rigorous research, and practical advice, Grant challenges readers to embrace the mindset of a lifelong learner, one who is open to new information, willing to question their own viewpoints, and capable of adapting to change. By highlighting the benefits of flexibility and the dangers of dogmatism, Think Again offers a powerful framework for fostering innovation, improving decision-making, and enhancing our relationships both personally and professionally. The Trap of Closed-Mindedness. In this section, Grant delves into the reasons why people often become trapped in closed-mindedness. He highlights our natural inclination to seek confirmation of our existing beliefs, known as confirmation bias, where we favor information that supports our preconceptions while dismissing or ignoring evidence that contradicts them. This bias is further compounded by the fear of appearing uncertain or indecisive, as many people equate confidence with competence and view changing one's mind as a sign of weakness or lack of conviction. Grant also explores the powerful influence of social pressures in reinforcing our cognitive biases. Within our social circles, we tend to surround ourselves with like-minded individuals who reinforce our existing viewpoints, creating an echo chamber that makes it difficult to entertain alternative perspectives. This social validation can lead to intellectual arrogance, where we become overly confident in our beliefs and dismissive of others' viewpoints. Grant cautions against the dangers of this intellectual arrogance, emphasizing that it can lead to stagnation and hinder personal and professional growth. By clinging to outdated or incorrect beliefs, we limit our ability to innovate, solve problems effectively, and build meaningful relationships. The detrimental effects of closed-mindedness extend beyond individual consequences, as it can also stifle organizational progress and contribute to a culture resistant to change. To counter these tendencies, Grant advocates for a mindset of intellectual humility, encouraging readers to view rethinking not as a threat but as an opportunity for learning and growth. The benefits of intellectual humility. Grant argues that cultivating intellectual humility is the antidote to closed-mindedness. By acknowledging our limitations, recognizing the fallibility of our knowledge, and embracing a growth mindset, we can create an environment that fosters learning, collaboration, and innovation. Intellectual humility involves being open to new information, willing to revise our beliefs in the face of new evidence, and accepting that we don't have all the answers. This mindset encourages a continual search for knowledge and understanding, which is essential in a rapidly changing world. Grant provides compelling research and real-life examples to demonstrate how intellectual humility can lead to better decision-making, more effective teamwork, and greater success in various domains. For instance, he cites studies showing that leaders who exhibit intellectual humility are more likely to be successful because they are open to feedback, willing to learn from their mistakes, and able to adapt their strategies based on new insights. Such leaders foster a culture of psychological safety where team members feel comfortable sharing ideas and challenging the status quo, leading to more innovative solutions and improved performance. In the realm of decision-making, Grant explains how intellectual humility allows individuals to consider a wider range of perspectives and possibilities, reducing the risk of overconfidence and blind spots. By being open to questioning our assumptions and seeking out diverse viewpoints, we can make more informed and balanced decisions. This approach is particularly valuable in complex and uncertain environments, where rigid thinking can be a significant liability. Grant also highlights the benefits of intellectual humility in personal relationships. Being willing to listen and learn from others enhances empathy and understanding, fostering deeper and more meaningful connections. It helps to resolve conflicts more constructively by focusing on finding common ground rather than winning arguments. Furthermore, Grant illustrates how intellectual humility can drive innovation by encouraging a culture of curiosity and experimentation. Organizations that value intellectual humility are more likely to embrace change and continuously improve, as they are not afraid to challenge established norms and explore new ideas. In summary, Grant shows that intellectual humility is not only a personal virtue but also a critical factor for success in leadership, decision-making, teamwork, and innovation. By fostering a mindset of openness and continuous learning, we can navigate the complexities of the modern world more effectively and achieve greater overall success. The Art of Reconsideration. In this section, Grant offers practical strategies for honing the skill of reconsideration. He emphasizes the importance of actively seeking out diverse perspectives, engaging in constructive debates, and being open to changing our minds when presented with compelling evidence or alternative viewpoints. Grant provides actionable advice on how to create a culture that encourages healthy intellectual discourse and constructive disagreement, challenging readers to embrace discomfort and uncertainty as catalysts for personal and professional growth. Grant outlines several key strategies for mastering the art of reconsideration. 1. Actively seek diverse perspectives. Broadening horizons, engage with people who have different backgrounds, experiences, and viewpoints. This can be done through diverse social networks, reading a variety of sources, and attending events that challenge your current thinking. Listening more than talking, prioritize listening over speaking in conversations, especially when interacting with those who hold different opinions. This helps in understanding their perspectives without immediately jumping to defend your own. 2. Engage in constructive debates. Encouraging open dialogue, create environments where open and respectful dialogue is encouraged. This can be achieved by fostering a culture of psychological safety where people feel comfortable voicing dissenting opinions without fear of retribution. Debate, don't argue, focus on constructive debates rather than confrontational arguments. The goal should be to explore ideas and find the best solutions, not to win the debate. 3. Embrace discomfort and uncertainty. Normalizing uncertainty, understand that discomfort and uncertainty are natural parts of the learning process. Embrace them as signs that you are pushing the boundaries of your knowledge and growing intellectually. Learning from mistakes, view mistakes as learning opportunities rather than failures. Analyzing what went wrong and why can provide valuable insights that contribute to personal and professional growth. 4. Creating a culture of reconsideration. Institutionalizing feedback, implement regular feedback mechanisms within organizations and teams. Encourage feedback that is specific, actionable, and aimed at improvement. Rewarding open-mindedness, recognize and reward individuals who demonstrate a willingness to reconsider their views and adopt new ideas. This can be through formal recognition programs, promotions, or other incentives. 5. Adopting a scientific approach. Hypothesis testing. Treat your beliefs and opinions as hypotheses that need to be tested and validated. Be willing to adjust or discard them based on new evidence. Data-driven decision-making. Rely on data and evidence to guide decisions rather than intuition or tradition. This helps in making more objective and informed choices. 6. Practicing intellectual humility. Admitting when you don't know, be honest about the limits of your knowledge. Admitting ignorance can open the door to learning and collaboration. Valuing others' expertise, recognize and appreciate the expertise and insights that others bring to the table. This can enrich your understanding and lead to better outcomes. Grant challenges readers to transform their approach to thinking and decision-making by integrating these strategies into their daily lives. By doing so, individuals can develop the ability to rethink and adapt more effectively, leading to enhanced personal growth, stronger relationships, and greater professional success. In a world that is constantly evolving, the art of reconsideration becomes an essential skill for thriving amidst complexity and change. Navigating change and uncertainty. Drawing on research and real-life stories, Grant explores the challenges of navigating change and uncertainty. He delves into the concept of cognitive flexibility, the ability to adjust our thinking and behavior in response to new information and evolving circumstances. Cognitive flexibility is crucial in today's fast-paced world, where the ability to pivot and adapt can determine success or failure. Grant emphasizes that adapting our beliefs and strategies is not a sign of weakness but a strength that fosters growth and innovation. He provides practical guidance on how to cultivate this adaptability and thrive amidst change and uncertainty. 1. Embracing cognitive flexibility. Open-minded thinking. Encourage yourself to question assumptions and explore alternative viewpoints. This involves being curious and willing to consider that your current understanding might be incomplete or outdated. Scenario planning. Engage in scenario planning to anticipate various future possibilities and prepare adaptable strategies. This helps in being proactive rather than reactive when changes occur. 2. Approaching difficult conversations. Active listening. In challenging dialogues, prioritize active listening over speaking. This means fully concentrating on the other person's words, understanding their perspective, and responding thoughtfully. Finding common ground, identify shared goals and values that can serve as a foundation for productive discussions. Focus on collaboration rather than conflict. 3. Handling constructive criticism. Reframing criticism, view constructive criticism as an opportunity for improvement rather than a personal attack. Recognize the intent behind the feedback and how it can help you grow. Asking for specific feedback, encourage feedback that is specific and actionable. General comments are less useful than detailed suggestions on how to improve. 4. Maintaining resilience in the face of setbacks. Developing a growth mindset, adopt a growth mindset, which sees failures and setbacks as learning opportunities. This perspective fosters resilience by encouraging perseverance and continuous improvement. Building a support network, surround yourself with supportive individuals who can provide encouragement, advice, and perspective during challenging times. 5. Staying committed to the pursuit of truth and learning. Valuing evidence over opinions, base your decisions on reliable evidence and data rather than solely on opinions or traditions. This approach helps in making informed and objective choices. Continuous learning, cultivate a habit of lifelong learning. Stay updated with new research, trends, and developments in your field to remain adaptable and knowledgeable. 6. Real-life examples and research. Case studies. Grant shares real-life stories of individuals and organizations that successfully navigated change by embracing cognitive flexibility. These examples illustrate practical applications of his concepts and provide inspiration for readers. Empirical research. He references studies that highlight the benefits of cognitive flexibility, such as improved problem-solving abilities, enhanced creativity, and better mental health outcomes. By providing these strategies and insights, Grant equips readers with the tools needed to navigate the complexities of change and uncertainty. He underscores that the ability to rethink and adapt is not only beneficial but essential in a world where the only constant is change. Through cognitive flexibility, active engagement in difficult conversations, receptiveness to constructive criticism, and resilience, individuals can thrive and succeed despite the challenges they encounter. Cultivating a culture of rethinking. In the final section, Grant shifts focus to the broader implications of embracing a culture of rethinking. He highlights the value of psychological safety in organizations, where individuals feel empowered to question assumptions, challenge the status quo, and voice dissenting opinions without fear of retribution. This environment not only fosters innovation and adaptability but also enhances overall organizational resilience and effectiveness. 1. Establishing psychological safety. Encouraging open dialogue, leaders should create an environment where team members feel safe to express their ideas and concerns. This can be achieved by actively soliciting input, listening without judgment, and responding constructively to feedback. Modeling vulnerability, leaders can model psychological safety by admitting their own mistakes and uncertainties. This demonstrates that it's acceptable to be wrong and that learning from errors is valued over maintaining a facade of infallibility. 2. Fostering intellectual humility. Valuing diverse perspectives, encourage diversity of thought by bringing together people with varied backgrounds and viewpoints. This diversity can lead to more comprehensive and innovative solutions to problems. Rewarding curiosity and learning, recognize and reward behaviors that demonstrate intellectual humility, such as asking insightful questions, seeking out new knowledge, and revising one's views in light of new evidence. 3. Encouraging constructive feedback. Creating feedback loops, implement regular feedback sessions where team members can give and receive constructive criticism in a supportive manner. Ensure feedback is specific, actionable, and focused on improvement rather than blame. Training in feedback delivery, provide training on how to give and receive feedback effectively. This can help in fostering a culture where feedback is seen as a tool for growth rather than a source of conflict. 4. Challenging the status quo. Institutionalizing rethinking practices, incorporate rethinking into regular business practices. This can include holding pre-mortem sessions to anticipate potential failures and devise contingency plans, or conducting regular reviews of established processes to identify areas for improvement. Promoting experimentation, encourage experimentation and innovation by providing resources and support for pilot projects and new initiatives. Allow for failure as a part of the learning process and celebrate the insights gained from unsuccessful attempts. 5. Building resilient and adaptive organizations. Developing adaptive strategies, equip teams with the tools and methodologies to adapt to changing circumstances. This includes fostering agility in decision-making and strategy development. Cultivating a learning organization, promote continuous learning at all levels of the organization. Offer opportunities for professional development, encourage cross-functional collaboration, and keep abreast of industry trends and technological advancements. 6. Real-life examples and best practices. Case studies of successful organizations. Grant provides examples of organizations that have successfully cultivated a culture of rethinking. These case studies illustrate how embracing intellectual humility and fostering psychological safety can lead to breakthrough innovations and sustained competitive advantage. Practical frameworks and tools. He offers practical frameworks and tools that leaders can use to implement a culture of rethinking within their own organizations. These include guidelines for conducting effective feedback sessions, strategies for promoting diversity of thought, and methods for embedding rethinking practices into organizational routines. In summary, Grant's exploration of cultivating a culture of rethinking underscores the transformative impact of psychological safety, intellectual humility, and adaptability. By empowering individuals to question assumptions, embrace feedback, and remain open to new ideas, leaders can build more innovative, resilient, and successful organizations. Through practical advice, real-life examples, and actionable strategies, Grant provides a comprehensive roadmap for fostering a culture that values and leverages the power of rethinking. Conclusion. Think Again serves as a powerful reminder that intellectual growth and meaningful change come from a willingness to question our own assumptions and embrace the discomfort of uncertainty. Adam Grant's insightful exploration of the power of reconsideration provides readers with practical tools and strategies to break free from closed-mindedness, foster intellectual humility, and create a culture that values continuous learning, growth, and adaptation. Grant emphasizes that the ability to rethink is not just a skill but a mindset that can be cultivated and nurtured over time. He highlights the importance of cognitive flexibility, open-mindedness, and the courage to challenge the status quo, showing how these qualities can lead to better decision-making, stronger relationships, and more innovative solutions. By adopting the principles outlined in Think Again, individuals and organizations can enhance personal and professional growth by embracing a lifelong learning approach, regularly reflecting on beliefs and behaviors, and being open to making changes that foster development. Improved decision-making can be achieved by using evidence and critical thinking to inform choices and incorporating diverse viewpoints for a comprehensive understanding of issues. Strengthening relationships through empathy, active listening, and constructive communication fosters deeper connections and resolves conflicts collaboratively. Fostering innovation and resilience involves developing adaptive strategies that evolve with changing circumstances and encouraging a culture of experimentation where failures are seen as opportunities for growth. By embracing the art of rethinking, we can navigate the complexities of the modern world with greater clarity, empathy, and effectiveness, ultimately leading to a more enlightened and adaptable society.